to me and nothing's enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. You won't bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. They just...
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Indie Talks. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And then today, we got a little panel going on, but we're starting it off. We're getting creamy with Stan Styles. We're getting creamy. And then, like, I had to throw it onto the layout. We got some gifts going on. We got some whipped cream. We got a little cat. Yeah. You know, he's got whipped cream on his head. He's gearing up. It's Mania Week coming up. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Oh my God, I've been excited. I can't wait. It's coming so fast, and I'm like, let's go. I'm ready to cream. I'll cream myself right now. Why not?
Whoa. Hell yeah. I'm here for it. So, big week of wrestling. We might be joined with Mark Angel. Maybe not. Maybe he'll miss the.
Maybe he'll miss. I should be late. Well, that's okay. I got my coffee. I got the cream. I got the big cream for Creamania. I got the poster right here. We can talk about anything you want.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready. So, guys, if you're new here to the Indie Talks episode, you know, pretty much I do, like, everything independent wrestling, panels, backstage interviews, and all that fun stuff. So, but again, today we're talking Creamania with Stan. So if you guys got questions, feel free, drop them into the chat. We're gonna break down pretty much the card. But it's been a while. It's been a while since you've been on. So before we get into that, how are you? What's new? Tell the world what's going on.
I've been doing good. I've been doing really good. I've been busy. I've been wrestling like crazy, especially since March hit. I feel like the winter for a lot of wrestlers kind of like died down a little bit. I was still somewhat busy. I wrestled my normal places I always do, but like this month I'm like, and then the rest of the month I'm like go. But yeah, everything's good. Eating my cream, shaking my shake weight, ripping my pants, you know, the huge.
You realize, like, I'm constantly yelling at you to put your pants on.
But the girls and the guys, everyone wants me to rip them off, and it's like, I remember I did it Saturday in Philly, and people were messaging me, like, it never gets old, and I'm like, yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And then somebody named it, instead of the double axe handle, they call it the double pants handle or something.
Stan threw his pants at me once. He threw it at my camera, which, you know, was pretty funny. Like, you know, so, and then here we are. So I'm constantly yelling at him that he's, you know, throwing pants at me pretty much. So, hey, Ciara in the chat, are you ready to get creamy? That's going to be the question of the day.
There's that. What's up, Sarah?
So, all right. So let's get into, you know, everything going on with this. So what is new with the CWO?
Well, we got a lot of new members. We got a lot of female members. We got Journey Burke now. She's the first lady of the CWO. People ask, I'm like, no, Journey is the first. The last show, CWO stole Christmas. CWO stole the show because Adina Steele.
Yeah.
One of my, like, arch enemies came over to the creamy side, and she's loving it. And then I just got Brittany Blake not too long ago to join me, so... It's just like, if you're not CWO, you gotta go. Like Marcus Mathers and the Super Indie Shitheads, they gotta go.
Oh.
CWO's in.
But he's your champion right now.
He is. I'll give credit where credit's due. Like, he's doing, he's killing it. He's always been killing it for, what, a couple years now? And he's going crazy. But like, soon the tank's going to go on empty, and Effie's going to win, and I'm going to have Effie as a champ. Because that Effie, daddy's ready. The daddy and dairy daddy, it's his goat.
So awesome. I love it. But yeah, you've been having so many new members, and I love it that now, like, we got a lot more women into the CWO, which is kind of cool, you know, to see. So definitely, like, if you're not watching it, you should be watching it. And it is on IWTV, so you can't go wrong with $10 a month pretty much with this. So, you know. So talk to us a little bit about the, you know, the creation of Creamania.
Oh, man. All right. So I literally was like, you know, WrestleMania in Philly. I was like, I think we need to do a show. And I was talking to Marcus, and I was like, you're going to be busy. And he's like, oh, we got to do a show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I was going to do Tuesday or Wednesday. And I'm like, no, what? Let's do Wednesday. Because I think that's where everyone's coming in the morning, and they're going to be looking for something to do at night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's just blow it out of the water. Because I usually do Thursdays. And so the last one was Friday, you know, Thursday, Friday, I switch around, but I was like, you know, let's, you know, I'm like, and of course, you know, my best buddy, my dear, dear friend, Big Daddy Mark Angel was like, no, do it. Don't, he didn't want me to do it. I'm going to call him out before he's here. he didn't want me to do it. And I was like, we got to do it. 25 years since WrestleMania has been in Philly. It's a once in a lifetime. Let's just do it. Like, let me put on, you know, the best card I possibly can. I had a lot of sponsors backing me up for this show, so thank you very much to the sponsors. Even got some more recently, and I was like, you know what? Let's have some dream matches and some cream matches, and just have like the best bonanza yet. And I called it Cream Mania because WrestleMania, why not Cream Mania?
It's so fitting. So I'm glad you're doing that, because that seems to be like a lot of promotions, like, goals, right? It's like, okay, it's Mania week. You have a million wrestling fans. And then, of course, if you're watching this interview and, like, you've never seen, you know, Intergender Bonanza, like, this is the time to, like, check it out, you know, if you're going to be in Philly, you know, in New Jersey and stuff, because this is going to be at the H2O building in New Jersey, in Williamsburg, Williamstown, whatever. So, like, you know, it's real close. It's real close to Philly, right? So, like, how far?
45 minutes.
So,
it'll be easier to get to it because you're not going to be much traffic. It's a Wednesday night, so it's not going to be much traffic.
Which is great. So definitely go check this out. And again, if you can't get to it, you can watch it. It'll be live on IWTV, which is great. So talk to us a little bit, you know, if they're like curious and like they, you know, want to get the tickets and everything. Obviously, I have the links in the description below, but, you know, feel free to talk a little bit about that.
Well, front row has been sold out for almost 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks. It's crazy. But there is only a few, I believe, GA left. I actually talked to Matt to ask him how many chairs are in H2O. And I believe I have about 6-7. If you bring a chair, I'm going to bring, you know, because it's another stadium room only, because I'm almost that sold out, you know, of all the, well, not all the, not sold out, but of chairs. There's limited chairs at H2O. Mm-hmm. So, and if anyone who didn't come to H2O or never been to H2O, it's a very intimate, but very, like, fight, like, right, Tim? It's, like, very, like, fights, like, underground, like, this hardcore, but it's, like, it's awesome. Like, it's great on IWTV, but, like, you can't beat wrestling, especially indie wrestling, live. Especially at H2O, it's, like, so, like, oh, wow. Like, it has a very awesome feel. Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah, so, it's probably going to go sitting room only. the front row's been sold out, but if you do want tickets, you can purchase them by emailing me at intergenderbonanza@gmail.com, or just give me a DM on any of my socials and I'll get right back to you.
Awesome. So definitely do that. Again, the link's in the description below if you didn't catch that, or again, you can message him and everything like that. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about this card, you know. So this is a crazy card. You got 9 matches going on. Stan was telling us that he wanted to put more, but, you know, like, that's a lot of wrestling.
But a lot of wrestling.
You got a lot of big matches coming on here, you know, a couple of first timers and stuff like that, you know. So really, really exciting. I was going to start off with Mark Angel's match, but he's not here. So we'll hold off on Mark Angel. Yeah.
His is a story and a half.
So if he gets here by the time that we, like, I have this feeling.
I don't know what he's doing.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to come in on this podcast when we're saying goodbye. bye.
he'll get his two. We'll give him not 5 minutes of fame, 2 minutes of fame. Do his little, you know, maybe a promo on Sexy Eddie or whatever he wants to do, and that's that. Good old man.
All right, so we're gonna hold off on his match right now, pretty much. So let's start with Christian Ross and Everest. So Tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of background on this one.
Big guy versus big guy. Everest has been doing really well for me, and I'm like, big man, like, he did really good at how the CWO stole Christmas. I'm like, you know, no one got to really see you, you know, have a one-on-one yet. You know, he's always, like, interfered in matches. He was in the Cream Team versus the Dream Team Survivor Series match, and he dominated there until they all ganged up on him, like, you know, the heathens that they are, but Marcus and his crew. But I just want to give him a really strong, you know, opponent. And I've known Christian Ross, man, since we were, like, very young teenagers. So I'm like, you know what? I think, you know, I'm one of the best big guys that H2OO has versus one of the best big guys CWO has. And let's see what happens. But I think Everest's been training. He's been hitting me up. He's showing me what he's lifting. I'm like, I'm not on. So he's ready. He is more than ready to take him on, take out Christian Ross.
Ooh, hoss fight. I'm here for it. Let's go. So I love a little bit of these, you know, these hoss fights. So yeah. Amy's in the chat. She said Mark Angel for president 2012.
2012? Damn. Mark Angel's president would be very, very just, oh, man. There'd be a lot of angry people. You know what? Is that him? Guest had joined user. Is that guy's coming? There he is. It's Mark Angel.
Hey, Philadelphia. Let's put him in here. Let me get him in here. That I have to show his face. Just hang with me, guys. We're gonna push this live. He's driving. What up? What's going on?
My bad. Also, wound up having a basketball game today, and Stan just texted me. He's like, "Yo, you coming on?" I was like, "Oh God."
I told you earlier, you bum.
I know you did. I was like, I'm good. And then, like, I got bombarded all day. And I'm like, oh, there's a basketball game today? Since when? And then I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And now I got to go pick up Cody. So that's why I'm driving right now.
Oh, okay. So, you know what? We'll get into your match right now.
Yeah, we're
that's fine.
Let's talk about it. So just in case if you have to, like, fall off the pod, that's fine. But actually, you know, Amy said in the chat that you should be president of 2012. What do you think about that?
2012. What the hell? What? Why are we going backwards?
Real backwards.
Maybe he was president 2012 for like a minute and like nobody knew.
Maybe. Me? Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll take it. God, I don't know what we're talking about right now.
All
right.
Well, we're going to go back to your match. So,
you
versus Sexy Eddie. This one is.
Oh, heck yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I first seen Sexy Eddie about, like, what, 20-some years ago in a tournament of death. It was the first time I ever seen it, dude. And when I tell you I absolutely hated that song, Lap Dance, after I seen this dude about three times that day, I was like, this song sucks. Why do they keep playing? And here comes Sexy Eddie coming out in these weird underwear, and, like, it was wild. And then cuts his arm. It's just, like, spewing blood all over the place, and it is just wild. And I'm like, wow, who the hell is this guy? So then the more I'd go to CZW, the more we would see Sexy Eddie and all those IWS guys. And I mean, I was a fan, not gonna lie, 100% fan of Sexy Eddie. So, like, this is awesome that I get a chance to, you know, get in the ring with him. And yeah.
Yeah, because this is the first time ever one, right? This is the first time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Definitely one of my, like, definitely, like, one of those dream matches that, like I said, I didn't know I want it, but I do. So, It's awesome, the fact that I watch this guy. Literally, like I said, I was a fan, so it's awesome that I get to get in the ring with him and have some fun.
I'm excited for that. I remember, like, this is something that, you know, you're like, oh, I need, you know, something good for Creamania, you know, that you and me were talking about it. So I feel like this is such a fitting match.
Did he need somebody big? I'm like, I'll give you somebody big.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I didn't mean big like that, but here we go.
But now he's got big.
And that's when I got canceled.
Big. What is it? Well, damn. Where's he from, Stan?
Canada.
Every no. Yeah. very long yeah. California.
Or what they weighing in at, friggin' 10 and whatever. But yeah, it's going to be super fun. I can't wait.
any comments you want to leave with that one, Stan?
Mark Angel has been doing cardio like he always does, only like maybe he usually does maybe cardio 2 days before the show. He actually started earlier. We were like 9 days away, so I'm gonna give him a clap.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
I'm a good 4 days in, all right?
I'm good.
And I'm going tonight. Sexy Eddie, I'm ready for you, man. And if he's lucky, after we beat his ass, we'll take him to Applebee's afterwards. Maybe get a little 2 for $20, whatever he wants.
I was going to say that because I was expecting this interview to be done in an Applebee's. I'm kind of a little disappointed that you guys were sharing.
After the show.
But I mean, but it would have been special doing the podcast, eating some mozzarella sticks.
They do have good mozzarella sticks.
Listen, we're trying to get Applebee's to sponsor Bonanza, man. I put them over so much.
Seriously. Yeah, yeah. What do you?
We got a lot of sponsors, but we didn't get Applebee's.
Come on, Applebee's. Wouldn't you want to sponsor this awesomeness of Creamania? Like, it should be like one of those things. So, Ryan Redfield's in the chat.
You not want to sponsor this?
Oh, no.
Big red. Oh, no, you said.
Big red machine. Big cream machine.
The cream machine.
The big cream machine.
I'm dead. I can't. God. AV said 5 pounds of. Oh, man.
5 pounds of cock meat.
Oh. Again, I'm canceled now. This will be the last time you guys see me on the Indie Wrestling Corner.
Well, this is the thing at Creamania. It's the show that, you know, goofiness and just craziness and all kinds of, like, the most insane, goofy, silliest things are encouraged. Like, so we're gaming already. especially a March match with him. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Oh, dude, it's going to be wild. It's one of those things with Creamania. It's like at the IGB. It's one of those things where it's like, once you think it can't possibly get any crazier, oh, it does.
It
does.
I think you should bring some Applebee's to the match.
Ooh.
This might be an idea. You just smack with mozzarella sticks, you know?
Can we get Applebee's to cater us? That'd be awesome.
I don't know. I don't even know if they do catering.
Yes.
They do.
They do.
Yes.
We gotta get it going.
That might be an option.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Let's do this seriously right now. Right now, call out for like Applebee's with like your best promo to sponsor you, and then we're gonna clip it and we're gonna post it and we're gonna hope that you get sponsored by Applebee's.
Okay.
Oh God. Get it, Stan. Get it.
Applebee's Premania is around the corner, and wouldn't you want to sponsor this and this? Come on, we always go to Applebee's after a wrestling show. We spend so much money. So we help you guys out, help us out, help Stan Styles out, and sponsor Creamania. Because it's going to be the best bonanza yet. That's right.
To the dad bod. And we get the crowd chanting for Applebee's every single show. We get the crowd to go to Applebee's after the show. So Applebee's, that's right. Sponsor.
Give us some money.
Sponsor Stan Styles.
Hell yeah. And there's Applebee's like how far from the building? It's like a few minutes away, right?
Like 10 minutes down the road. Trust me, we go right beeline, right for that thing.
See?
If Gary's there, by the way, shout out to Gary. I don't know if he's still there, but Gary, you're the absolute best.
Yes, Gary, our favorite waiter.
Yes.
I love that. I love that.
We're on a first name basis.
That says a lot. Ryan says, cardio than Applebee's. What a surprise from you two. Amy says, dear Applebee's, give Mark $1 billion.
Yo, I'm down with that. Unlimited bonanzas at that point. We're good.
Yes. Papa G's in the chat. He said, boy. Sizzler, baby.
I am.
They're not around them. Chondo gave us coupons that one time. They ain't around no more.
All right, so well, hopefully, you know, Applebee's will sponsor your guys, you know, like hopefully we'll see some smacking around with some mozzarella sticks during the match, because I feel like that would be awesome. It needs to be part of your match, Mark.
That's an idea. I'm definitely gonna talk to Stan about that. We might have to get some of those pretzel rods and pretzel rods and some mozzarella sticks.
So make sure you're watching this show. Let's go to another match here. Let's talk about the Kirks versus the Cosmic Cuties. So This one should be really, really good because I've seen them both like wrestle each other like in singles and stuff like that before. So now like we're having a tag team match. This should be really fun. So give us a little background on that, Stan.
Hey, your girl, yeah, Casey's, she's back and she's ready to go. And man, it's just, the background is pretty much, I was like, I want a couple versus couples tag. And I was like, yo, let's do these two. Boom. And I, like you said, I think they all wrestle each other singly, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yep.
But not in a tag. And not in the environment of the IGB, where pretty much, you know, all the goofiness is allowed. So they're probably going to get goofy. They're going to get weird. But, you know, it's encouraged. And we're going to have a crazy tag match because the fans – that's one of, like, the marquee matches. Like, fans went nuts when I dropped that match. They went nuts for everything, but that one really, like, social media really blew up with that match. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see something special.
Anything you want to add, Mark?
I'm pumped for that match. I'm pumped for the whole show. But there are certain things, like, you know, Casey's comeback. I was supposed to fight Casey on the Bonanza, wasn't I, Stan?
Yeah.
Now you're getting called out.
You don't want to have two matches, Mario.
No. We're not doing that again. I've done that before. No. One and done. I don't have the cardio for that.
But after Applebee's.
Yeah.
I was actually really looking forward to getting the ring, Casey. But so I'm really glad she's back. So maybe we get to do that one day. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that match because it's gonna be wild. Those four and like. In this environment, it's a totally different environment than what they're all used to. So
yeah,
we're gonna see if they can bring their A game with that.
That's the nice thing that is like this is the whole card is different environment, right? You know, like a lot of people are used to like some of the people on this card doing death matches, some of them just like GCW runs, you know, like H2O, whatever it is, like all over the place, Beyond, you know, Open, whatever, you know. So now it's you got different, you know, going here. Fun. It's all about fun and, you know, cream. and hopefully Applebee's in the future.
And mozzarella sticks. And mozzarella sticks.
That does not sound good together, though.
Maybe night. That's right.
Good. Captain Dave's in the chat. What's up, Captain Dave?
Captain Dave, baby.
The great Harry's in the chat. He goes, I'm so glad Mark is coming out of retirement for this show. Mark was once a great wrestler.
Yeah, because his son, his ding-a-ling son said his father was a wrestler live on IWTV, and Mark was very upset. Very upset.
Oh, I was pissed. I called Stan instantly. I'm like, where are you? We got to talk about this clown. Well, that's why. That's why Marcus Mathers is out of the will, out of everything for me, and it's just Cody. Cody gets everything.
Damn.
Now will. He just turned 21 too. So now he's a man. He's totally a man now.
Yep. He's a grown ass adult now. He's on his own. No will, no nothing.
He gets his own mozzarella sticks now.
That's right. No more cheap mozzarella sticks for him.
Nope.
You get them yourself now. Dad's not paying for it.
Thingy.
Yep.
You guys are was.
Crazy.
Was.
All right, let's go to another match here. Let's talk Austin Luke versus Jannai Kai. Let's go. This is going to be very, very good. Very good.
This is another match where people were saying they're really looking forward to big time, and they're just going to kill each other. They're gonna beat the shit out of each other.
Yep.
I would not want to be that, you know, either one of their chest with those kicks. From both
with
of
those
them?
Kicks.
Oh my
this
god!
This is one thing. Like I think, like Stan touched on this already.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I may be repetitious, but whatever. But that is one of the things I love about Bonanzas is there literally is some. It is crazy. It's goofy. It's everything. It's encouraged. You know, it's everything you could imagine. But it also has something for everybody on that mm-hmm. show. That match right there is going to be hard hitting wrestling, badass. Like both of them, badass wrestlers. So it's going to be. That's going to be like the wrestling match. Like it's going to be wild.
Austin's been on a tear, mm-hmm. and I think I'm pretty sure Jannai's been on a tear too. Like just mowing down these girls. But hey, that's awesome for her. But Austin, he's not going to get mowed down. Like it's going to be a fight. He's the H2O champion for a reason, and he's been for a while now too.
Yeah.
So
he just took that kid to that time limit draw on Friday.
Yeah,
20 minutes, man. Those guys, and they beat the crap out of each other. So, I mean, it's Austin's on a tear right now. So, yeah. Definitely looking forward to this one.
Yeah, that one's going to be, like, really, really good. And I like that. Like you said, that there's that mix, right? You got that mix on the card. You have your comedy, and then, like, here's, like, you know, straightforward, you know, this is a wrestling match you want to watch, you know? That it's, like, if you were all about intergender matches, I feel like this is, like, the match for you if you want to see that heavy hitting, you know? That's it. So,
yeah.
All right, let's move on. Shannon LaVange versus Xavier Cross. So,
yeah.
I love that Shannon's become a big favorite over, like, with you guys over there, too. So I kind of been following her a couple of years up at Chaotic before she started venturing off, you know, to other promotions. So I'm really excited, like, for this and that she's been part of Intergender Bonanza.
Yeah, a lot of people have been hitting me up saying how Shannon's so good. I'm like, yo, like, Shannon's been good. Like, she's been good. Like, that's why I keep telling people. I'm like, yo, if you just were just discovering her in, like, my pajamas. Like, if you just discover her now, like, it's almost like shame on you. Like, she's been, like, killing it. And the company I wrestle for out in Massachusetts, the company I wrestle for out in Massachusetts, Focus Pro, she's been killing it there, too. And you said Chaotic and Open and Beyond. So I'm like, yeah. But Xavier is a veteran like me and Mark Angel. Xavier knows a lot of stuff. Xavier asked for a match with her, and I granted Xavier Cross's match. And when I told her you're wrestling Xavier Cross, she was excited. She was like, oh yeah, let's go. So they're both excited. But we're gonna see another really good match, but Xavier knows a lot of tricks like I do. So we're gonna have some fun with that one.
Awesome. Anymore.
They had a
go ahead.
They had a really good in our last tag match, those two really went at it. It could have went either way during that match too, which was, luckily it went in our favor. But, you know, those two went at it pretty good. So I'm genuinely, like, interested in this rematch. A rematch of sorts.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty awesome.
So are we going to see Shannon eventually join the CWO?
You never know. You never know. Hey, there might be a new member of CWO at Cremania. You never know. You never know. That's the thing about the Bonanza. No one saw Adina Steele coming to the Cream side. No one saw Brittany Blake come to the Cream side.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about Brittany, all right?
Oh, yeah. Hey. We're going to touch her. We almost killed Brittany Blake. The rest of the somebody. I'm still waiting for the clip, Papa Scott. He's looking for it.
Accident, all right?
You're in timeout.
Apparently was. I apologize numerous times for this.
So she was on the middle rope doing her pose, and Mark Angel, he hits those ropes like a lummox. as you should. You should hit those ropes. And he didn't know. And he almost knocked her off. And we almost saw like a Jillian Garcia that moment. and I was like, and they were yelling, and I'm like, oh my God, my children. I felt like the dad, like the brother and sister arguing. I'm like, oh no.
She speared me.
Yeah, and then she speared. And then we're not going to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, that's not.
Under the water. That's water under the bridge, as they say. Cream Mania is around the corner. And we can talk about CWO versus IGB. That's that match. We can talk about that match.
All right, let's bring it up on the screen right now.
Yeah let's go.
This is just crazy. So talk to us about it.
So, well, my girls, Journey Burke, Adina Steele, and Brittany Blake, they're going to make sure abs, right, Mark Angel? Because abs has been, he's very loyal, I'll say that, but that's about it. He's very loyal, but he's been screwing up left and right. But he's a valuable asset to the CWO. So his sisters are going to make sure he don't screw up this time. And I just like, yeah, he better not. Because Mark Angel might pull a Booker T on him.
I'm going to Booker T him. And for those who don't know what that is, go look up when Booker T got booted from the NWO.
Yeah, look it up. But I just like CWO being the dominant factor at the IGB. Because they are. We proved it already, but let's prove it again. You know, let's just really, like, just dig that hole deeper and just shove them all in. So I'm going to bring one of my good friends, Sicken, an IGP original. I'm going to have Uncle Masty come in. I'm going to have Rob Chase, which is a fan favorite. I mean, you know, they've been fans have been asking for Rob Chase. He is a pretty funny guy. The burglar of the Bonanza. He's coming in, and that Darren Hardway, Superman or whatever, like Omni Man, whatever he wants to call himself now. Like, you know what, you guys, you come in. You can't beat my girls. My girls are the best. And then there's Abs, you know. Yeah.
So can Abs redeem himself here in this match?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He can be a decoy. He can sacrifice himself. And
he better, because he cost me that match at the last show. He better redeem himself this show. Oh, what the hell he was thinking?
When you piss off Mark Angel, that's like a mortal sin on your soul. So he's got some work to do, Abs. He's got a lot of work to do.
And what happens if he doesn't deliver?
There might be consequences. No, there will be consequences.
There will be. Speaking of pissed, Stan, I'm really pissed. They closed the Bob Evans near us.
Mm-hmm. God damn it. Yeah, they did.
See, and it's just, this is why Applebee's is the spot, right? Because they're going to sponsor you guys.
Yeah, maybe they'll put an Applebee's there. That's a prime time location for an Applebee's. It really is. Applebee's is breakfast. We need a breakfast place where we live.
They should have breakfast. Yeah, we need a new breakfast place.
Yeah.
Crack a Barrel.
That's far from us. And it's not that good. Not ours.
Oh, damn.
I mean, not good. No. Not that good.
Well, that's what they want. They have spoken.
So we get what we want.
So we'll see with that. Maybe we'll get that. All right, let's move on to another match. Let's talk Zeta Steel versus Sunny Kiss. This one I feel like is like one that everybody wants, that they needed.
They were all saying about this match too. This is the Battle of the Babes. This is pretty much a dream opponent for Zeta Steel, because Zeta Steel has been killing it. She's undefeated. She hasn't been pinned or made submit at the IGP since she debuted. I was the first guy to bring her into that building. Stan Styles. I was the first guy. She reminded me. I'm like, wow. And she asked, you know, I want to wrestle Sunny Kiss. I'm like, you want to wrestle Sunny Kiss? I'll make it happen. Because I know Sunny Kiss so well. And she was excited to do the match. She's like, let's go. And I feel that Zeta is getting better and better. Not just the IGB, like just in indie wrestling. Mm-hmm. She's every time.
She's everywhere.
She's just getting better. Yeah, she's getting better and better and better. And Sunny Kiss is probably our biggest test yet. But she's always passed her test, unlike Abs. So we will see.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm excited for that one. So, all right, Stan, let's talk about your match.
My match.
Let's talk about your match. Give us a little bit. Talk to us.
I could have got anybody to wrestle me this show. I really could have. But I wanted to wrestle her. Erica Dini. What the hell, is Mark Angel dying?
I'm sorry. This damn cough, man. Oof.
He's trying to get out of his match.
This cough is annoying as Abs is. So I'm like,
But I wanted to wrestle Erica Demia, because when I first saw her, I saw, like, oh, a female Deku from the fan. If people are watching this from My Hero Academia, I'm like, this is great. Right. I like this. Right away, I was like, yeah. Saw a couple of matches. I'm like, she's pretty good. She's only maybe, I think maybe 50, 60. She's brand new, but she's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw what I see in her, what I saw in Zeta, what I saw in Sunny Kiss. Sunny Kiss, her first thing was being my manager in wrestling. That's crazy. So
right.
I see something in her. And she's a hero. Maybe the Bonanza needs a hero. But at the end of the day, the hero can come in and try to save the fans from the Korean World Order, me, Mark Angel. But at the end of the day, she's going to get creamed. And it's going to prove that she's not ready yet. She's got to prove me that she's ready. To me, she's not ready yet. She's not ready for all of it yet. But we're going to see.
She's going to eat the pants.
Yeah. Mark Angel. A fan named my pants move the double pants handle. I was like, yes.
Ooh. It needed a name. It has one now. Yes.
She's going to get the pants. She's going to get the shake weight. She's going to get all my cream. All of it. And their stupid little dad, Solar, he has to defend her on social media. I'll mess that old man's face up with my cream, too. They're all going down. All the heroes.
I feel like you should be hanging up garland of, like, pants. Of your pants. Like, all garland around the building. Like, that'd be kind of cool.
But then those fans will be touching it. And I'm like, yeah, that's $250 a pair. So, you know, well, you don't.
Well, you could just put it high somewhere, you know, that nobody can touch it.
We could maybe.
No, true story. They do pay to touch Stan. I was there. I saw it on Saturday. They pay to touch Stan.
Damn, Stan.
Oh, he licked cream off my chest. The girl.
That I saw. My.
Hey, that's a Philly. See, that's the environment, people. You come to the IGB, you come to Philly. This is good. That's just the advertiser. It's probably going to be way more that week.
How much does it cost to touch Stan?
Oh, $25. Maybe more.
Damn. How much does it cost to be creamed by Stan?
$5.
$5. Does this happen a lot, though? Like, if a lot of fans come up to you and, like...
Yes. The one fan wanted to buy my shake weight.
Yeah.
That's $100.
There you go. There's merch right there. Mini shake weights.
Yeah,
you know, with the Cream World Order on it. Brophy's in the chat. What's going on? He goes, what kind of panel is this? Anyone but Mark Angel.
Well, Mark Angel for president. The fans wanted Mark Angel to be president.
In 2012. Yeah. Michael's dropping with cream book. In the chat. We're getting creamed in the chat, you know, just like the kitty cat on the GIF pretty much here.
God. We're getting creamed. Usually we're doing the creaming.
Whoa. All right, let's talk about Effie versus Marcus.
Oh, man.
This is another one.
I'm going to let Mark take this first.
Go for it.
I hope living hell out of that dude so that we can come down, tell him we told you so, CWO him again with the whipped cream, spray it all over him, and kick him out of that damn building. And we finally get to bring back Band from the Bonanza.
Yeah, get that feeling out.
Wait, Effie is going to destroy him. Well, IGB champion after this show. How do you like that one?
I seen Effie at Smash Master Wrestling a couple weeks ago, and he had a sore throat, and he's waiting for his throat to clear to a promo on Marcus, but he said he's going to take him to his limits, and he's going to go crazier than crazy. So,
ooh. Excited. Wait. We might have a new champ.
Oh, we will.
Listen, if I was a betting man, which I might bet on this one, I bet Effie walks out new champion.
Ooh.
I hope Marcus Mathers loses all his, 9, 10, 11 bookings he has at WrestleMania.
He's got a lot. Every single one. Beats the hell out of him.
That's terrible.
He just can't compete.
That is terrible. I'm
going to say this. CWO is going to win all their matches. Just like we did at how the CWO stole Chris, we stole the show. CWO is going to steal the show. Mark's going to win his match. My match. CWO is going to be IGB. Effie's going to beat Marcus. Zeta's gonna beat Sunny, and we're gonna go to Applebee's. And the response
we go to Applebee's.
Best night ever.
We go to Applebee's.
That's right.
Best night ever.
I'm here for it. So
just Marcus losing is just gonna make it the best night ever.
Best night ever.
Damn, the salt. Well, I should say the cream, not the salt. Cream. Pretty much here. should the fans expect any surprises?
Always. There's always a surprise. I don't want to give away too much, but there's always a little bit of a twist of the cream, a little twist, you know, always. Ooh. It might be a lot. It might be a little. You never know. Yeah, I got to buy it and find out. Or watch my WWE.
Ooh, so you guys got to tune on in. I can't believe you guys are almost like sold out pretty much. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Once I dropped the show, people were hitting me up. Once I dropped Effie, people were hitting me up. I'm going to be honest, I was like really like taken back because a lot of new fans, like fans from Canada, Illinois, Florida, friends from where you're at, Tiff, New England, all over, Vegas, I think I even have fans from Germany coming in. This is crazy. Like they just want to see this. They want to see like all the shows, but they were like, I'm dying to see your show. Let's go. I know it's going to be great. So I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like different, and I think that's like one of the nicest things about the Intergender Bonanza, pretty much with any of them, is that you know you're really like one of the only promotions really that are doing intergender intergender.
Yeah, and I always say this; it's always more of a, you know, that term lately. I always feel like now, like it's the show that just doesn't take itself too seriously. It's the show that just lets it go bonkers and go, of course, balls to the walls, cream on the walls, cream everywhere, cream mania. Just have fun and just, like, do the best show ever for the fans. The fans, why we do all this. So, let's go.
Oh, man. So we got to ask. Go ahead.
We had the Grinch at the last show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the bonanza is, like, again, we, you know, one thing I love, we stay in our lane, we do our thing, we have fun. We don't worry about what everybody else is doing. We just worry, you know, we have fun. And not for nothing, and I wholeheartedly believe this, once everybody starts seeing Stan, you know, with these bonanza shows, other people trying to, you know, more intergender shows, which, and none of them has succeeded as well as Stan and the bonanza. So it's we found our niche, and it's great. And again, it's goofy, it's fun. I mean, I know, again, I'm repeating that, but it's what we do and we do best, and it's a good time.
You know what?
I even had people
for
the first time come to the last show, and they absolutely loved it, and, you know, they want to come back. So it's like, you know, they didn't even know this existed until they saw us at another show. We said, hey, we got this show coming up, please come out. They came, and they loved every second of it.
That's great. That's amazing. You know what you guys are missing? A mascot. You need a cream mascot. Why do you not have a cream mascot?
I feel like we talked about this before. I think we looked at a costume. I think I sent Stan one time, but we couldn't find it.
There's just so much, you know, hey, they might be the mascot at Creamania. You never know. I can't give away too much, you know. You never know. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get when you go to you come to the IGB. You watch.
But I think it would be cool, like, somebody coming out as whipped cream.
How about this? How about when Effie beats Marcus Mathers becomes the mascot of the Bonanza? Because when that little boy, that zingling, he started when he was a young boy, he filmed the Bonanzas, the first three.
Right.
The fans actually voted him in to the first ever IGB Rumble. The fans wanted Marcus, and then look what happened. So, Marcus Mathers, now that you're a man, you're a grown-ass man, after Effie beats the crap of you and we cream you, you're going to be the mascot.
I like that. If he wants that job still, he's going to be the mascot of the IGB.
He's going to go around giving whipped cream to everybody. You get some whipped cream.
No, they don't deserve the whipped cream. CWO gets the whipped cream. I hand out the whipped cream to all the CWO, except Abs. Abs don't need any more whipped cream.
But what about the fans? You don't want to cream the fans?
Only the CWO fans. Only the CWO fans.
So only if they're wearing the CWO shirt, correct?
Yeah.
Any kind of merch, whether it's a beanie, because, you know, Stan's got the beanie going on, or something like... It should be.
We definitely stole some dude's popcorn the last show. That was pretty damn good.
We did.
So maybe that guy, we'll give him some cream. But other than that,
no.
We like our snacks. We get hungry, right? You know, when we're you know, we a little snack here and there. Fans want to bring us snacks. You know, I like popcorn's great. I had a fan one. I had fans bring me cake, donuts, cookies. Love it. You know, I am the head of the dessert table. Mark Angel, he likes. I forget what Mark Angel said he likes. Look, you like Doritos?
I love Doritos.
Yeah, you gotta bring us Doritos.
Reese cups.
Bring us Reese cups. We want CWO signs. We want all of it. It's the bonanza, baby.
Well, shouldn't it be blue and white streamers this show because of the fact that?
Too, but I like my black and white because that's our colors.
I got it. I'll just say because of the Creamania logo that we got going on here, pretty much, you know. Hey,
you know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Our boy Johnny Apples. He's always making some awesome signs for Marcus Mathers and how much he sucks. Oh,
yes.
I can't wait to see what Johnny Apples is going to bring to this show. Oh, I can't wait.
To tag Johnny Apples saying that Marcus Mathers is going to be the mascot. Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes. He could probably draw us up a good mascot. So whatever he comes up with, man, it's going to be – that's how Marcus is going to have to be.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Marcus. Like a, Paul, like Paul's in the chat. He goes, Mark's son is better.
No.
This will be forever the fighting battle.
No. Everything he did, I did before. Just I'm not dumb and... Yeah. Mr. 450, I did a 450. I knocked myself stupid, but I did a 450.
Mark Angel's getting new gear for this show. That's just the proof. That's just the price of admission right there, ladies and gentlemen. Mark
new
Angel.
New gear, new shirts.
Yes. See, active. You know, front row sold out, but GH $25. So let's go.
Nice.
Let's do it.
Oh, he's got some shot glasses coming Stanway.
Yes.
That you know, he's got coming on. You know, there's a lot of merch. Like, look, there's posters, the all that fun stuff. So, also tell, like, the fans, like, if they're not going to the show, if they want to purchase anything, like, how would they go about that?
DM me on all my socials, because I usually, the last show, a lot of the banner, the posters sold really well, but if you want me to hold one for you, DM me, please. If you want t-shirts, just DM me. These are sold out. I think Mark might have a couple of these left.
I have, like, I think I have two left.
Absolutely.
So we got hoodies. We got beanies still. We'll have at the show. So there'll be definitely a variety of merch for us.
Awesome. Awesome. So definitely follow that. Let's see if anybody else is in chat. We got a lot of people like in the chat. Thank you guys for like, you know, joining us and learning all about that. So I really appreciate that. Let's see. So what should we expect in 2024 of IGB?
Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up. I don't want to give too much away. Maybe traveling a little bit traveling maybe. My show, my birthday this year falls on a Thursday. Maybe a show, maybe. Then just after Cremania really will be just the dominance of the CWO and how we continue to dominate. And you know, I always want to bring in new talent. A lot of talent hit me up for this show. I can't book everybody, but there was a lot of good, amazing talent. So I would love to bring some new faces always to the IGB.
Know me.
you always give me good names. You always are plugging names. So far, you're like 10-0. You hit good home runs. We'll see. And I'm always looking too. Like I go to all these shows and I'm on, and I see some talent. I'm like, wow! Like we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna have the most fun ever now. 2024. It's all about having fun. But we're gonna have the most fun in 2024.
Excited! I'm totally excited. So, you know, before we like end everything, you have to give us one of your famous and favorite Applebee stories.
My God, there's so many.
Yo, you. Oh God. There was one night we got there, and we're like, hey, listen, like, I promise, we're eating quick, we get in, we'll get out, all good. She comes over, she's like, yeah, whatever, and slams the menus on our table.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it'll be one of those nights. So the rest of that night, I was just clowning her, just being an asshole the rest of the night. I'm like, nah, we're done with this. I'm like, look, and she gave us a call, I was like, I told you we'd be out in 20 minutes, you asshole. Like, oh, we were just going in on this chick. That's how Gary came into play. Yeah. Gary's like, listen, I don't care what time y'all show up. Yeah. Here, I'll take Carrie. I'll take that money. Oh, dude, Gary's the best. Gary was hooking up. Gary is the best.
I kind of want to tell the story. You know, I'm going to do it. Mark Angel wasn't there, but one time there was an ant on a friend of mine's plate. And the manager was like, and just walked away. And we were like, what? So then, like, our friend LJ Cruz was like, yo, that's kind of gross, man. Like, he's like, no, you know, and he gave us free desserts. And I told Mark Angel this, and Mark Angel just, you know, was in Mark Angel mode. And he goes, free desserts? No. That meal would have been free. And we were Applebee's. He goes, that meal would have been free, and this meal would be free.
I'm surprised you didn't, like, run down here to go get the dessert.
Mark Angel, I don't know where Mark Angel was at this time. But we were like,
oh,
what?
Oh, man. That was rough. This is different Applebee's, though. It's not our usual, so we're going to go with that one.
Yeah, that'd be kind of, like, upsetting if that, like, kind of happened. But, see, you should have, like, wrote, you know, like, Applebee's corporate or whatever like that. You probably would have got some, like, gift cards.
Probably. I didn't think about that.
Listen, you know, you just, like, you know, like, oh, you know, keep the receipt. Trust me, I've been through those times where I've gone places and you're like, this was bad service. And if like nobody's helping you there, you contact corporate and like they usually always, you know, take care of you. I've gotten like $50 worth of gifts. I remember that happened to me at a Friday's. And I went with one of my friends. It was the worst service we ever had. And then I called, I complained, and then, you know, they just gave us gift certificates, and we just went to a different one.
You know? Yeah, don't tell me that. I'll be doing it every time we go.
I'm like, all right, well.
Call me tonight, boys.
I was here, but I really wasn't here at this date and this time, and I ordered this.
Applebee's sponsor us. Come on, one way or another, you're going to sponsor us with gift cards or just straight sponsorship.
Go.
That'd be kind of cool. Like, I hope that happens, you know, that you guys can work with that. So we still got a solid, like, 25 people in the chat. If you guys got any more questions, feel free, drop it. Is there anything else that I didn't cover with Cream Mania that you guys want to share?
I don't think so. I think you got it all. It's going to be, 9 days? Mm-hmm. You can still get tickets from me. DM me or email intergenerationalbonanza@gmail.com. Man, you know, I got a couple shows this weekend before the Road to Creamania ends. And man, that it's weird because it's gonna be here before you know it. And it's the first time I ever did a Wednesday night show, so it's like in the middle of the week. So it's kind of like, wow, this is weird. You know?
Yeah. Hey, maybe it might like turn out good that it could be like a possibility down the line that you're like, maybe the Wednesdays does work. Like it breaks up the work week. You know, like it's just like another day that you're kind of like testing, like you said. Wouldn't normally people do like on a Wednesday night? There's not a lot of traffic. It might be a little bit easier. So you're testing the field a little bit.
I think it's going to be like the best night ever. Like there's every bonanza, I always say this, every bonanza gets better and better. But I really feel like this one's going to be like, oh, wow, like. Really, like, it's a stamp down on the world of wrestling.
Did we lose Mark into the darkness?
There we go.
I don't know what the heck just happened.
He just, like, appeared. You just see black, and then all of a sudden, boop! He's going to cut a promo right now.
He is.
He's going to cut a promo. Anything else you guys want to, like, advertise for, like, welcome back. Anything else you want to advertise, like, matches that you guys got coming up besides the Intergender Bonanza? So if people want to come see you.
Yeah, I got it.
I was going to say.
Go ahead, Mark.
You got the Bad Bod Pro Wrestling against the absolute sexiest man in pro wrestling, Sexy Eddie, at the Intergender Bonanza. So we're going to have the battle of the sexiness right there. X Brand that Sunday against Deshaun Pratt, which is going to be wild. We're doing no ring, baby. Deshaun, we're going to have some fun. But I can't look past Sexy Eddie, though. Sexy Eddie. So, and then Thursday, Stan and I got a little something. That's a surprise. We ain't telling nobody. So, go ahead, Stan. My bad. I cut you off.
Wait. Amy's in the chat. She said, Mark, tell him about the gauntlet for Chondo's show. And Jimmy Deacon's in the chat. What's going on?
They're all coming in now late at night.
Dude, apparently there's like 85 people against me. Like, there's just no way in heck that I'm not even going to be able to last through 5 of them, let alone 80 of them. Chondo just keeps throwing people in. Oh, you're coming to the show? Good. You're in the Mark Angel gauntlet. Like, stop. God. Chondo. Man, I'm going to need your help that day, dude. I need a tag partner.
I'm going to be in North Carolina that week, buddy.
This is why you need a mascot.
We do. You do.
I'm going back in retirement.
You can ask Gabs. He does. He is a good decoy. Someone just said Mark Angel was a wrestler, wasn't he?
So what else you got, Stan, that you got coming up?
Okay. So Saturday, 2 o'clock is Lit Pro, which is going to be really awesome. I think I'm in, it's like a four tag team that ladder match, which is kind of strange but kind of intriguing. My tag partner Pretty Poppy, I think.
How many tag partners do you have?
I don't know, a lot.
He's affected.
But he did a good promo. He cut a really good promo where he was training. He was eating whipped cream, but not extra creamy, so he needs to get extra creamy. That's the fuel for the fire. But it's gonna be fun. And then Focus Pro 8 o'clock. And that's also live on IWTV in Braintree, Massachusetts, at the Widowmaker Brewing, a new venue for them. It's me and, of course, Abs, because Abs begged to be on this match with me against the Stash Club. And that's just, I'm just going to have Abs just absolutely destroy them. Because Abs, you know, he can more than handle these two jabroons. And I'm just going to cream the crap out of them and, you know, maybe pick up a couple girls at the bar and that's it. And leave Abs there and that's it.
Well, there you have it.
A little bit of fun.
Before Abs are not ruining it.
Can we have pre-made and have way more fun?
Awesome. So, yeah, you said Focus Pros this weekend too, right? Is it this Saturday,
yeah,
right?
Saturday, yeah. Lip Pro in the afternoon and Focus Pro night.
Awesome. So that shall be exciting. So go give the guys a follow. Go follow Mark Angel, even though he's retired.
Retired, he was. Not arrested. He was arrested.
Bring him now, some mozzarella sticks from Applebee's, everybody.
Yes. Bring some
they
mozzarella
should buy
sticks,
us
please.
Applebee's gift cards so we don't have to spend money at Applebee's.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Some Applebee's
they
gift card
should.
Fans. Come on.
So if you want to buy them gifts, get them Applebee's gift cards.
Applebee's gift cards, please.
They'll take e-cards, too, the e-cards of Applebee's.
Yeah, why not anything?
We'll
anything
for Applebee's.
Yeah.
Except Marcus Mathers. We're not taking him there again, and he's not eating with us. If he comes with us, we're going to Xavier cross him, and he's going to sit across the room yeah. at another table.
Mascots aren't allowed to eat at Applebee's anymore, Marcus.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, yeah, I feed
They're
going
to be like, no. No mascots allowed. Get out.
Damn. Well, there you guys have it. Make sure you follow Stan Styles, Mark Angel. I guess don't follow Marcus Mathers because I'm going to get yelled at.
Don't follow Marcus Mathers.
Damn. Follow Into Agenda Bonanza. Definitely check it out. So, God, it's next week. You ready for it?
I can do it tomorrow if I want to.
He's like, I'm ready.
The hottest dad bod in pro wrestling, baby. He's going to kill Sexy Eddie.
There you go. So, guys, thank you so much for joining into the chat. All your questions, all your love. If this is the first time for you guys, make sure you watch it on IWTV next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. He only has a few tickets left. So if you want to go, if you're in the area, you should go. Go check it out. Bring some Applebee gift cards, all that stuff. So,
oh, yes.
Well, guys, you know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night. Miserable.